Blackstone presents A Deal with the Devil by Amelia Wilde. This book is read by Heather Firth and Tor Tom.
Prologue. Poseidon. 33 years ago. They should call the church Our Lady of the Long Wait. That's what I do in the big stone building with the high steeple and the bell you can hear from 10 blocks away. I know that because we live 10 blocks from here. Compared to our apartment on the fourth floor, the church is huge. It's still not big enough to be exciting, which is why the waiting takes so long. I wait for the long service to be over. I know it's almost over when people start shifting in their seats. Sometimes their clothes rustling on the pews sound like waves. That sound means it's time for the priest to raise his voice and tell everyone to go in peace. Ite in pace. Probably the only thing that will ever be big enough to be exciting is the sea. I wish I were swimming. Any other day of the week, I would be. Any other night, too. My mother never looks angry when I wake her up and tell her I can't sleep. She only nods like she understands how my bed is too still and our street is too quiet. She says we can't move closer to the sea because we can't afford it. So I pretend not to feel the waves until I can't pretend anymore, and then I wake her up, and she is never angry. The service is over now, but I wait on a hard pew toward the back. It's made from old wood. You can tell it's old by how scarred it is. Hundreds of people have sat here, waiting for their mothers to be done with confessing. I don't know what she says to the priest in there. She hasn't ever sinned. Unless getting out of your bed late at night and standing at the edge of the sea is a sin. I don't know how it could be. The sea is at least as big as God. That makes it just as strong. So who's to say? I trace the dark lines in the wood of the pew and try to decide who's in charge of sinning. According to the nun who teaches Sunday school, it's God. I don't believe her all the way. I still think the sea has something to do with it. Maybe if the sea thought you had sinned, it would come up onto the shore and cover you up the way the curtain on the confessional covers my mother. Would that be a good thing or a bad thing, to be covered by the sea? Bad because you'd drown. But why would the sea take you if it thought you were a sinner? The sea takes things it loves. My legs ache from dangling off the pew, so I get up and go over to the confessional. It's a big dark box with three doors. The middle one, where the priest goes in and out, is covered by a lattice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?